Well, Jane Ace was invited to make a fourth at bridge yesterday afternoon at the gorgeous home of Mr. and Mrs. Marsh. She was quite impressed by the display of wealth and by Mrs. Marsh's French maid, Nanette. Losing no time, Jane has changed her maid Laura's name to Laurette and has Laura saying a few French things. This episode is in two scenes, the Ace's bungalow and then to the home of the Marshes. But first to the Ace's, where we find Jane and Laura in the living room. Listen.
Now, tonight, Laurette, Mr. Ace and I are going to visit Mr. and Mrs. Marsh, and then I'm going to recuperate and have them over here. Now, it all depends on you when I can invite them over.
On me?
Yes, on you. It all depends on how fast you can learn these things I showed you.
Well, I'm trying, ma'am.
Not ma'am.
Madam.
Can't you say madame with the accent on madame? Not madam like you say it.
Madame?
Yes, that's the way. Now, just keep practicing it. Have you got that list of everything I wrote down for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Laurette, not yes, ma'am.
But I have got it, ma'am. Here it is.
I know you've got it, but when I ask you something that you have to say yes to, you say oui, oui, madame.
Oh, yes. Oui, oui, madame.
That's the way. Only remember it. Now, you must remember to do your homework tonight. Just keep practicing at home. Just say it over and over until it comes natural.
Well, I don't know if it'll ever come natural. You see, ma'am, I'm more Irish and a little bit of Scotch more than French.
Oh, what difference does that make? I can't have Scotch, can I?
No, ma'am. But it would be nice.
Not no, ma'am.
Well, I can't say wee wee, ma'am, because that means yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. No, ma'am. What's no, I wonder?
I don't know, ma'am. You see, this is the first time I ever tried to talk French. You see, I'm more Irish and a little bit of Scotch, ma'am.
Well, when I'm over there tonight, I'll ask Mamette. That's their maid. I'll ask her something. The answer is no, and I'll hear what she says.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be nice.
Goodness, you can't go around saying oui, oui, madame, to everything.
Oh, no, ma'am.
And you better just keep saying madame instead of ma'am.
Oui, oui, madame.
That's better. Now, what's the other one I told you?
Merci, madame.
That's it.
Merci, madame.
Yes, but it's not exactly mercy. It's mercy, all right, but that sounds like mercy. You know, have mercy, the way you say it. You didn't say it just like that.
Well, I didn't hear her say it, ma'am, so I couldn't tell you if that was right or not.
Oh, if there was some way you could listen to Nanette. I wonder if... You don't happen to know her, do you?
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't go around here very much, just to the stores and back again.
Well, I thought maybe you could have seen her. After all, they only live around the corner here.
Oh, no, ma'am. I never saw
Not
her.
Not ma'am. Say madame.
Oui, oui, madame.
That's it. And stand up straight, Laura. Laurette. You don't stand right. You ought to see Nanette. She's so neat. And look at your cap. Can't you put it over on the side just a little?
On the side?
Well, it's the way it's sitting up wrong straight on your head. No, not that much. Now, wait a minute.
I always wear it like this.
I know, but it doesn't look neat. Now, just hold still. Bend down a little so I can fix it.
But you told me to stand up straight, madame.
Well, just for a second. I can't reach you. There. Now, let me see. That's better, I guess. It still doesn't look like Nanette.
Well, I never saw her, ma'am. So
and those shoes, Laura, do you have to wear low heels like that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You see, I'm on my feet so much all day, ma'am.
Yes, I know, but you don't have to wear such a large size, do you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You aren't a mess, Laurette. Well, maybe after I see Nanette again tonight, I can get some ideas.
Okay, I'm ready for the slaughter, Jane.
What?
Let's go and get this over with.
Oh, well, I'm all right. I'm ready. Get your scarf there.
I can't find it. Laura, did you see that blue scarf of mine?
Oui, oui, madame.
What?
Yes, sir. I guess he doesn't understand it, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Doesn't understand it.
She's talking French, dear.
But not madame. Not madame to me. It's monsieur. Oui, oui, monsieur.
Now, dear, don't start mixing her up.
Mixing her up.
She's having a hard enough time learning what I told her. Now, don't tease her.
But I'm not teasing her.
Laurette, go and get Miss Race's scarf.
Oui, oui, madame.
Mercy.
Oh, heaven have mercy.
Hurry, Laurette. We're late.
Oui, oui, madame.
Well, I wish this evening were over.
Oh, now, don't start talking like that. I wish you could learn a little something from Mr. Marsh.
As for instance?
Well, how nice he is and how he bows and shakes hands and... Oh, he does everything so nice. He called her dear, and he called us dear. Not like you.
Now, look, Jane, if you're taking me over to the Marshes to learn how
no,
to...
No, I'm taking you over because we ought to meet more people. And wait till you see their home. That's what I want you to see. I wish you could have been there with me yesterday. She showed me every room, upstairs and down. It's the last world.
I take your world for it, Jane.
But I want you to see it.
I thought we were going over there to play bridge.
We are, but before we play, you can see it.
And speaking of playing bridge, my dear...
Well, that sounds more like Mr. Marsh.
Yeah, speaking of playing bridge, dear, I suppose you remember at least the fundamentals of the game?
Beg pardon?
Well, I don't want to be embarrassed any more than I have to. Would you mind trying to keep your mind on the game more than on the home?
Well, when we start playing, I will. Yesterday afternoon when I went over there was the first time I played in a doomsday, and I thought maybe I'd forgotten all I ever knew. But the minute we started to play, it all came back to me like a flash in the pan.
Oh, it did.
Oh, yes. You deal to your left, and each gets 13 cards. Mm. It just comes out even, unless you make a mistake in dealing. I made four or five mistakes, but we found the cards. They were kind of sticky, I guess.
Well, if the only mistakes you make are in dealing, I won't mind.
Well, don't you worry about me. I'll play as good as I usually do.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's been a long time since we played.
Well, they play about the same as we used to. At first, I thought I was going to be a little mixed up when they started asking each other questions.
Questions? What kind of questions
are they? Mrs. Marsh said to me, "Do you play the strong note trump?" Well, I looked at her a ghost. I mean, asking me in front of those other women. I mean, I wouldn't mind telling her how I play, but this sounded like it was having signals. But the others didn't seem to mind. But before I could answer, this other woman, Mrs. Benton it was, she says, "I don't like the strong note trump, do you?" Well, I didn't like the whole thing, but I just sort of laughed. I was embarrassed. Wouldn't you be? Dear.
Maybe we better call up and say I've got a bad cold.
Call up and I should say not.
You were embarrassed when she asked you if you played the strong note, right?
Well, do you think that's fair? It's all right if I ask you at home before we get there, but I mean in front of them I wouldn't. Do you play the strong note trump, dear?
I play the loud note trump when I've got a good hand.
The loud note trump, all right.
Yeah, and the soft note trump denial.
The soft note trump denial.
Is that all right with you?
Oh, it's immature to me. I don't care which way you want to play.
Here it is, sir. It was on a chair in your room.
Oh, thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laurette. Come on, dear, we're late. I told her we'd be there by 8:30.
Well, it'll only take a minute to walk around.
Bonjour, madame. Monsieur?
In French, dear. Is Mrs. Marsh home?
Oui, madame. She's expecting you. Will you come in, please? Oh, may I take your cloak?
Oh, thank you, Nanette.
Oh, yes. Monsieur?
Thanks.
Isn't it beautiful? Wait till you see the rest of it.
Yes, Jane.
Will you kindly come this way, s'il vous plaît? Madame is in the library with Monsieur Marsh.
Oh, they're in the library. Wait till you see it, dear.
All right, Jane.
That's the staircase I was telling you about.
Par ici, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, there you are, my dear.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Marsh.
And how are you this evening?
Oh, just fine. Oh, this is Mr. Ace, Mrs. Marsh, my husband.
How do you do, Mr. Ace?
How do you do?
You remember Mr. Marsh, don't you, my dear?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Marsh. Good evening.
Of course she remembers me. Glad to see you again.
All right.
How do you do, Mr. Marsh?
Well, I think I've seen you around this neighborhood, Mr. Ace.
Yes, I think I've noticed you, too. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Oh, sit down, sit down.
Yes, do sit down. You know, I think this is my favorite room of all in the house, Mrs. Marsh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine, too.
Mrs. Ace has been telling me about your place. I never heard such raving.
Oh, I just can't wait till he sees it.
Glad to show you through, old man.
Yes, we're rather proud of our home. We never go out at all anymore.
Well, I don't blame you. Isn't it gorgeous, dear?
Yes, it is. What I've seen of it, it certainly is.
Oh, come along and look at the rest of it. I'll have Nanette put up the bridge table in here and get everything ready for our game.
Yes, while we're looking around. I think you'll find some interesting things about the old place, Mr. A.
Well, I'm sure I will.
Oh, Nanette. Oui, madame. Set up the bridge table, will you, please? And I think we'll use those comfortable chairs.
Bien, madame.
Come along, Mrs. Ace.
Is it all right if I just sit right here? You take Mr. Ace. I want you to show him the house.
Well, I hate to leave you here alone.
Well, I suppose I stay to keep this charming little lady company.
Oh, Mr. Marsh.
Can't have you sitting around here by your lonesome.
Oh, I won't be lonesome, honestly. You go ahead and show Mr. Ace the house. This is my favorite room. I just can't get enough of it.
Well, if you're sure, my dear.
Oh, yes.
Well, we won't be too long, Mrs. Ace.
Well, it's nice of you to bother at
all. Oh, I want to show you a billiard room. I just had filled upstairs.
Well,
Nanette.
Oui, madame.
Oui, madame, that's yes. I wonder what... No, I thought this would be your night off.
Oui, madame, it is. But madame asked me to stay on as your wife.
Oh, it is, Anne.
Oui, madame.
Oui, now, let me see. Is the work here very hard for you?
Oh, oui, madame.
Oh, it is. Do you want me to help you?
I have finished, madame. Merci.
Merci, that's the way I want. If I could only get Laura... do you happen to know my maid, Laurette?
Laurette?
Yes, we live right around the corner, and I thought maybe you could have met her at the store.
Oh, I do not go to the stores, madame.
But do you know her?
Je ne sais pas.
Oh, you do?
I do not say I do. I say je ne sais pas.
Well, is that no?
Oh, no, madame. I say I do not know.
Well, can't you just say no?
Oh, no, I cannot say no because I do not know for sure.
Oh, you can't say no.
No, madame.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe you'd like to meet her. She's awfully nice. I'd like for her to meet you and talk to you and sort of, well, you know, get acquainted.
Merci, madame. I go walking every morning for half an hour or so. It is very lonesome here alone.
Oh, she'd love to walk with you. What time do you go?
Oh, usually about 10 o'clock, madame.
Well, that's fine. She can come over here and visit you and go walking with you. I'll tell her tomorrow.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
All right. It'll be nice if you both walk together. It won't be so lonesome.
Oui, madame. C'est très gentil de votre part.
Merci.
Merci, madame.
Oui, oui. And Laurette doesn't talk as good French as you and I do, so if you want to, you can show her some of the things to say. Well, I guess I better go out and see what they're doing. Well, I'll be there then, Annette.
Oh, well, madame.
Merci.
Well, it looks as if Laura, or Laurette, is all set for a course in French. But some rather startling developments ensue out of this new friendship, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.